Welcome to Happy Hour with Holly and Connie. Hey, Holly.
Hey, Connie. How are you?
I'm doing good, girl. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since we've done this.
Oh, my God. We're so sorry, guys. We suck. Life got in the way, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all know, busy mom life. Oh, my gosh. Working, yeah. Kids, all kinds of crap. Yeah. Holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, we got through Pumpkin Day. I mean, Halloween or Pumpkin Day, whatever you want to call it. And now we're into Thanksgiving. Yeah. Time's going by so fast.
And people are putting up Christmas already.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to get into that.
Okay, sorry. I'm jumping the agenda.
Yeah, let me tell you guys about what's going on with me and Holly.
Yeah.
We have a lot going on. So, first of all, we've had very good last couple weeks, and so good because I started with a new company. Thanks. I am now an EXP real estate agent, full-time. Well, at my last job, I was a showing agent, so I just showed homes. At this job, I have the opportunity to show and sell homes and close transactions. So I'm very excited. And I am on the Laura Rose team out of Virginia Beach. And so I have a great supportive system because, of course, I'm still in the military. So this is my little side gig, and it's been going great so far. And me and Holly both had great things to happen. What's up with you, Holly? What happened?
So I switched companies.
Yes.
Which has been huge for me because I had been at the same company for 7 years.
Okay.
And I don't make that move very, I don't take that move lightly.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a great company. I'm now with George Mason Mortgage.
Yes.
I've been on board there about 2 weeks, mm-hmm. maybe 3 weeks. So it's been crazy. It's been the technology is amazing.
It is, guys.
And I am learning all of that. I think I was in a little bit of a technology time warp where I was before. Which is good,
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
But I've been enjoying it. It's been exciting. Mm-hmm. And the other exciting part of it is Connie and I are working together now.
I know.
So
we cross paths all the time. Me being a real estate agent, Holly is in my back pocket. She's my mortgage girl. So
yeah.
I have every confidence that every person I bring to the table to buy a home now, their mortgage will be taken care of very well.
Oh, thank you, Connie.
You're welcome.
Well, I love it. And
so
I love working with good agents and I've been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to kind of help everyone with their business and help it grow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I think you're going to do great.
Yay!
So, how are you liking EXP? I know it's
Oh my gosh.
Virtual.
So, when Holly talks about technology, EXP is very technology-based. I went to EXPCon, which is a conference that was held in Las Vegas last week, and I had a phenomenal time, met some great people, so I am motivated. Oh my gosh. So, if anybody wants to know anything about EXP, hit me up and I will introduce you to the company. And I'm sure you guys will hear me and Holly talk a little bit more about our companies.
Yeah.
And we decided, since we are in the biz and one of my sayings is everything happens for a reason, we're both in real estate and the mortgage business,
yeah.
We might as well share some of our thoughts with you guys. So we decided to take 5 to 10 minutes for each podcast now and tell you guys a little something about, mortgages, housing, and the things we've learned.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think it helps us bring some value to for our listeners and educate people. And I think one of the coolest things that I've seen about EXP for you, Connie, is that it's so virtual. And so for you being in the military and not necessarily being able to go into a building or an office,
mm-hmm.
but having that access to all that stuff online.
Yeah, at all times, I know, via phone,
amazing.
These apps, it is great. We even have a little EXP world, that's what we call it, guys. It's this virtual platform that we have where all of us can meet up. We can hold conferences, we can have training. It's just, it's great. And when I went to EXPCon, Venus Williams, yes, Venus Williams, the tennis player, was one of our speakers. Grant Cardone was our keynote speaker. And oh my gosh, I've learned so much about him and his wife, and they're awesome people and they motivate me. I am just, and our CEO is phenomenal. So cool. Yeah, I've been with the company for now, about 3 weeks. Just like Holly, I'm still fresh, still new, just taking it all in. And so I'm just excited for the future.
Well, and I've realized, I think it's so important to believe in the company that you're with and that's backing you, because if you feel like they have that support, you know, it really helps you feel like you can deliver what you're, you know, out there doing and saying. So I think that's great. And I'm so glad that you enjoyed Vegas without me.
Girl, it was not the same, Holly, without you. It wasn't. And guys, I was not going to go. Holly convinced me to go. And it was great because I got to bond with my team. But to be in Vegas from a Monday to a Friday, I only went out to like party one night. I mean, I was so focused on the conferences the next day and all of that. I wanted to make sure I was in the right mind to be able to take as much information in as possible.
Yeah.
So I only partied one day. I mean,
well,
we had dinner,
told you
but
that, to
yeah.
Because the first time I went to Vegas was for a mortgage conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so engrossed with that I was like, you know, I enjoyed Vegas, but it was definitely a different experience than, because those conferences are intense.
Oh my God.
Like you almost need a vacation
from the conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started at like 8 o'clock and we didn't get out till like 5:30. So 8 to 5:30 in rooms with people talking about real estate. And, you know, luckily the speakers were very motivating and, you know, you were in there with great people. So it wasn't boring.
And it's like
the energy was great. Yeah. Yeah. So it was awesome.
Good, Connie. And I think that was a great way for you to kick off your.
Yeah. My real estate career.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm here for it. So.
You're going to do so great. Thanks. You know it. So.
I am excited. So, Holly, what are we drinking, girl?
So, tonight we're actually drinking a bottle of wine that I bought for Halloween. I thought it was kind of cool and creepy looking.
it is.
It is called Melodramatic. It's their, I think it's their red blend.
Mm-hmm. Melodramatic Darkness.
So, I went to Total Wine. There's kind of a story behind it. I went to Total Wine right before Halloween, and I was talking to the guy there because I wanted to find just wines with cool labels for Halloween, and he told me, he's like, this one has a really kind of creepy label, but it also tastes really good.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. That was the time I told you that the
label was
aggressive. Oh my god. There's only a few bottles left, and he went up on the shelf to get, I wanted to buy a case of it because I wanted to give it out as gifts for Halloween, and she grabbed it out of his hand.
Holly's case of wine, this chick came by and grabbed it.
She was like, that's what I was looking for.
Oh my God.
Okay. I mean, seriously, if your life is that crazy that you have to start grabbing other people's wine.
I know. And Holly's like, I'm almost 40. I can't.
I can't.
I'm not. I can't deal with this shit.
So he ended up finding another case somewhere in the back, or he let me nix a case or something.
Okay.
I don't know. He was very nice.
Well, this is pretty good, guys. And speaking of wine, so me and Holly are part of the Cooper's Hawk Wine Club. And thank goodness Holly's new job is close to our wine club, because every year Cooper's Hawk, which is a global wine shop, I believe, if you go onto the website, you can see their locations.
Yeah.
But every year, which I tried to do this last year, they have an advent calendar. And luckily, Holly went there on a Monday, was it Monday morning?
Monday morning.
And stood in line and got us some wine. She got us the... was it 12 bottles?
It's a 12 day of Christmas or 12 nights of Christmas advent calendar.
Oh my gosh, guys. We're so excited about it. We're going to share a picture of it.
And Connie and I, we almost cheated and peed some of it, but we didn't.
I know. And it's 12 nights because the bottles are like huge.
It's probably, do you think it's two glasses in each bottle or one glass?
No, it gotta be two.
Okay, so we probably didn't need each to have one with our husbands. But
No,
it is
yeah.
right before Christmas,
It
and
is.
sometimes you need to drink a lot right before
Oh my
Christmas.
gosh, yeah. So, Merry Christmas.
It's enough to share with. They're shareable.
They are.
So,
They
yeah, I'm
are
excited to
shareable.
do that.
Yeah. So, it's the Advent calendar, 12 bottles of Christmas. I mean, 12 bottles. What is it?
It says on
12.
it, I'm looking at it right now, it says 12 Nights of Christmas.
12 nights of Christmas. But it, and the box is so pretty, guys. It's cool. So, Cooper's Hawk, check it out. It's
Yeah.
awesome.
And Total Wine also has one that's a little more affordable.
Okay.
And it's 24 nights. I think they're smaller bottles, like maybe one glass bottles. But I got one of those as a gift for my daughter to have
Okay.
during Christmas. So I think they're really
I
cool.
know, and I just love advent calendars
Yes,
anyway.
me too.
So I actually am a little late. I'm not late, but I'm late for my standards. Where my two daughters, my teenagers, I want to get them the advent calendar. That's the makeup and skincare ones. So I went online to Sephora and theirs are sold out. But Macy's has some. So I'm going to buy the one off of Macy's and
Oh,
then
that's
buy
so cool.
Chloe an avid calendar that has something in it.
They have cool Lego ones for
Do
kids. Yeah.
they? Lego ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I get her one of those.
Yeah.
Girl. So everybody can have mama's open up her wine avid
I know,
calendar
her wine cheers.
and they're opening up their
That's so funny, Connie. You're like, okay.
Yes, we're all here. We're here for it. So
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm trying to get excited about Christmas this year, and all the moms out there can relate to this, but I told my sister the other day on the phone, I think I told you, I'm like, I just want to enjoy Christmas for myself this year,
oh my
which
gosh.
sounds selfish,
Yeah.
but I'm not meaning me. I'm meaning I just want to make sure that it doesn't go by and I don't remember.
It's a whirlwind, right?
Yeah, I just really want to make sure I'm soaking in all the moments with my kids and my husband and my family and
Yeah.
our friends, and I'm not, running around trying to make everybody else happy, which I think I've done in the past. You
Every
know?
Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, girl.
Even with the house, and if everything's not perfect, if everyone's happy and enjoying, and I just need
Yeah.
to tone myself down a notch.
No
And
one notices but you.
right.
Yeah, they don't notice it, so.
Yeah, and as long as they've got smiles on their faces and they're happy, I just need to sit back and pour one of my advent calendar wines. Maybe this will help.
Yes, so like let me go to my advent calendar because I can't handle
Yeah.
this.
I'm just gonna sit back with my advent calendar wine and I'm gonna relax.
We need to post every time we have a bottle to show everybody what we're drinking and stuff. That'd be
Yeah,
cool.
yeah.
Yeah, 12 days of Christmas, nights of Christmas. I keep messing that up.
I know. It's okay,
It's
Connie.
okay.
It's
It's
all the
okay.
same. Nights, days.
Yeah. Shoot. This is gonna bring me to a point. I was gonna ask you
Oh,
about something.
the decorating.
Yes, that's what it was. So, Holly. Guys, I think everybody with COVID is like rushing to get to this happy place. And Christmas for most people is a happy place. And for me, I'm usually one of the rushers. But as I talk to people, I realize how I need to slow down and enjoy the
Yes.
moment I'm in. So, what we're talking about is people decorating now for Christmas. Now, are you there for that? Or what do you guys think about that? So, Holly, what do you think?
So I love the fall and I love Thanksgiving
Okay.
and I love Halloween stuff. So my Halloween stuff went out. Now I have some of my fall stuff out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And you and I are very similar. We have our recipes, our traditions. So I kind of, here's my other, so I kind of like to enjoy and relish in that. And I think what I love about Thanksgiving is I've been really into gratitude this year and what we're thankful for. And I love that it's not presents. It's
Yeah.
being together and it's sharing, it's
Sharing good meal.
fellowshipping.
Yeah.
And I just love all of that about Thanksgiving. So I'm trying to kind of like just embrace that and enjoy my menu and my recipes and all of that mess without worrying about Christmas. However, we do have a 4-day weekend. So I'm like, that to me is, I want to enjoy putting up Christmas. I want to enjoy getting my tree. I want to make memories with that. So I feel like if I start doing it now while I'm working all day and
thinking about Thanksgiving too, and
it's just going to be rushed.
Yeah.
So as far as my, now everybody's different, has different schedules and has different things going on in their lives. So I'm not judging what anybody else wants to do. But I think for me, I just, my sister did tell me she's pulled everything down and is going through it.
Okay.
And started putting it up in the house. So once it comes time to do the tree,
yeah,
she's only focused on the tree and not all the other decorations.
Well, that's kind of a good way,
which
too.
Which I thought was kind of a good way to look at it. Because sometimes my family is messing with the tree and I'm like worrying about my mantle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're pulling crap out of boxes and I'm like, no, we're not putting that up this year. You know, so.
Yeah.
I did think about having my husband get it down so I could at least, like,
get it all organized.
But I can't deal with the clutter sitting in my house for 3 days.
So I thought about doing that, too, in my little room over. And because, guys, I am a Christmas person. Like, last year, I had a Christmas tree in my bedroom. And all my kids had trees in their rooms. And, yeah. So I was going to do a little early, and then me and Holly talked about it, and I talked to someone else about this too, a guy at work, and he was like, when you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, I like to look at Thanksgiving stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? You're right. And then kind of being in the moment that you're in now, and I'm a big picture person. So sometimes I do look ahead too much, you know, and so where I'm not enjoying what I'm doing at that time, I'm too busy planning for my next step. So I'm going to wait, and I'm going to probably pull some of my stuff out, because you know how we get, especially now. Oh my gosh, I went to Home Goods. All the Christmas stuff is out.
So
you have to at least pull your stuff out so you won't buy duplicate crap, or you remember what you have.
I'm kind of mad because I wanted to do a really cute centerpiece with pumpkins for my kitchen table, like my dining room table, like little pumpkins.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone. They're
Girl,
gone.
It's we're in Christmas. We're in Christmas season right now.
I was like,
yeah.
Which, so I get it, and I'm kind of with you. With, I think since COVID, everyone's kind of, I think what you said was really great, and I agree with that.
Yeah,
and
everybody wants some cheer.
We've gone out of town before at Thanksgiving, and I felt very stressed when we got back about the Christmas stuff, because we suddenly ran out of, and again, it's a 4-day weekend, so it is an opportunity to really enjoy decking the halls, I guess you could say.
Yes.
So, and I'm like you. I love Christmas. I want my house to smell like Christmas. I want, you know.
It smells like Christmas
in
here.
I don't know if I want to eat my Thanksgiving turkey with,
while looking at Christmas.
Yeah. Now, if we were going out of town for Thanksgiving, I think I would like to come home to Christmas being up.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But, no, I think that's kind of the same. We're on the same page
with
that. But I think I'm going to start having Donnie get some of it out, because I'm also getting to the point where we have so much Christmas crap, I need to get rid of some of it that I don't put up.
I think I did that last year. So now I usually stick with my theme for about 4 to 5 years. So I've had my theme now for 4 years, I think. I have to go back and look at pictures. So I may switch my theme if I can afford it next year.
And guys,
we'll see.
Guess what Connie's doing this year? She's getting a real Christmas tree.
I'm getting a real... Yes! So, guys, I've never grown up. I never, you know, grew up with, you know, going and pick out a real tree. I had an artificial tree. Me and my husband, I mean, shit, we've been married since 2004. And we have this big old artificial tree that I love. It's huge. And, but he's always grown up with a real tree. And so I said, okay, well, this Christmas we could do a real tree. And we say this every year, but then we never do it.
Yeah.
So now I'm excited. This year we're going to do it. And so it's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, a challenge, like, you know,
it's so fun.
You know,
we go to the Christmas tree lot the day after Thanksgiving. And it's fun because the kids are all running around. We'll go to, we'll all go together.
Yeah, we're going to go. Yeah.
But it's called Greenbrier Farms, and there's like a big house, and there's Santa sitting in the air, and the kids just run around trying to pick the tree. And of course, I have the final say.
Yeah, like, no, that's not it.
No, that one's lopsided.
That's not the tree.
And Ava wants to pick out the biggest one. I'm like, it looks, doesn't look that big here out in the middle of a field, but when we get that in our house.
It's gonna be huge.
And Connie, we have a little dilemma, and I'm sure other people can relate, but we got a big new couch this year.
Oh, where are you gonna put your tree?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we're gonna move the gray chair and put it there, but.
Okay.
You know,
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
one thing that messes you up.
Yeah.
Who, when you show them houses, talks about the Christmas tree? Have you had any people like that?
No, not yet.
Do you think about that?
Yes, I am a Christmas tree
Where are we gonna
person.
put the
Where are we gonna
Christmas
put the
tree?
tree?
Yeah,
Yes.
that's so funny.
Because, like, in our house that we have right now, I see a tree in my foyer. I want a big tall tree in my foyer.
Yeah, because you have that big
Yes,
foyer.
and Matt was like, we can get a skinny slimline tree and
Yeah.
put it, you know, in the foyer somewhere. And I'm like, and then we'll just do two trees. Maybe one year we'll do
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. I had one in my dining room for a second, like a pink and.
Oh, yeah. Are you not putting that one up
No,
anymore?
because I have a bar cart in there now.
Okay.
I can't. I'm like, you know, like, I didn't think that through when I bought the bar cart. It. I took up the
I
spot for the
know.
tree. But yeah, and my kids have trees in their room. And we
Yeah.
have a tradition that every year when we put up the tree, I give them an ornament
Okay.
that they put on their tree. So one day when they move out,
They could take all the
they'll
ornaments
have
with
all their
you.
ornaments with them. And it's usually a
Aww.
memory from the year, like somewhere we went or something we did, or
That's sweet.
Liam, it's usually some Marvel person or something. Spider-Man or
Something.
something boyish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been a little overwhelmed with all the Christmas stuff, I'm not gonna lie. Again, I'm not judging people that have done it.
Already? You're already overwhelmed?
I was overwhelmed a week ago when people were putting up their Christmas tree.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we
It
have.
gives me anxiety. I'm like you, I'm a planner. So
Yeah.
I on like when I see
I feel
someone
behind.
posting, yes.
That's what
I'm like,
it
oh crap, what am I
is.
supposed to be?
Yes, like, am I behind? Oh my God.
No, I'm not. I've got a few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, I understand what you're saying now. 'Cause I totally feel that way. I feel like I should be doing something. I'm behind and it's time to put up my tree, but
Okay,
it's
so
not.
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you like do you take everything down the day after Christmas or day after New Year?
I am a day after Christmas kind of person. I just, because when Christmas is over,
It's
it's
over.
over. I'm like, get it out of here.
That means
Shut it down. I don't want to see anything Christmas. Every year I feel that way
But
after.
that's also why
It's
I don't
like,
want to put it up too early because I
yeah.
really want to cherish and enjoy
Yeah. But once that day is over, I do not want to look at it in the new year.
I usually wait until New Year's Day.
Do you? I
I
don't.
heard it's bad luck to take it down before New Year's.
Really? Oh,
Yeah.
shit. I need to look that up because I didn't know that.
You gonna
But
fact check me?
yeah, I want to look. I want to see if I'm messing up my luck.
Yeah, but I'm kind of the same way. I'm
Because,
ready.
girl, like that, you know, especially if Christmas falls on like a Friday or
I
something.
know! It's like convenient. And Donnie used to laugh at me because at our old house we had the same height ceilings as here, but we would get a big tree. He'd go hunting and he'd come back and the entire Christmas was gone. And he's like, "You got the tree all by yourself." I'm like, it's on the curb. I'm done. It's all done.
Yeah, that's another thing incentive Matt told me about. He's like, Connie, guess what? If we do a live tree, you don't have to unpack it or pack it down. I was
Yeah.
like, oh my God, you're
Yeah. You just
right.
drag that
Just drag
thing out and throw it on the curb.
it
It
out to
was
the
so
curb.
funny. I
So
can't believe it's Christmas time already.
yeah, this year has went by really fast.
And Connie and I were talking too, because our youngest are 7 and 8, and I feel like this is like our last hurrah with the next few years are going to be very pivotal with them and them still believing in Santa and
Yeah.
just really enjoying, not that the older kids don't enjoy it, but it's like very magical having young kids in the house at
Oh my
Christmas.
gosh, they're so excited.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, when Lena was home, you know, the last couple years, I look around, and when it comes to decorating, it's just me and Chloe. Yeah. No one else is helping,
yeah.
But she's all excited. Like, she told me today that she can't wait till Christina gets here. And Christina is our elf.
Okay. Who told you that?
Chloe. Yeah, she's like, I can't wait till Christina get here. And I think Christina's going to have a husband this year. I think Christina's going to get married. I think I want to get a boy too. I was thinking about that. I was like,
we have a girl and a boy.
Yeah, we don't have a boy. Yeah.
I don't like them. They annoy the shit out of me. Full disclosure.
You got me choking, girl. Why do you hate the elves?
I never wanted to do the elves.
Okay.
I just don't like the concept of it.
Why? They're fun.
I just feel like it's just another thing. Like, we already have to do the whole Santa thing, which is just one lie that leads to
another
lie.
Responsibility we got to keep
it's not
up with.
A lie, but like when yeah. you wake up in the morning and you forgot to move the elf.
Oh my God!
And
yes.
then you have to come up with some elaborate story.
Oh, see, we move ours, but we don't do a huge story.
We don't do that, but we've forgotten to move it multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, I think they're sick.
Oh my God.
No, it's just like, damn it, another thing. Donnie and I have literally woken up at like 2 a.m. The elves!
Oh my God!
Did somebody move the elves?
Oh my God.
So,
yeah.
I didn't like the concept at one point that like they were watching and you needed to behave to get your presents. Because with my kids, like, you better behave because I'm watching.
Not the elves. Girl. I understand.
So, but my kids absolutely love them and enjoy it. And so I'm a little
bit ride. Chloe gets December, guys. Chloe wakes up for school like her pants are on fire because she's trying to see who the elf is. No other time does she jump out of bed like that to go to school.
Now, my oldest, so, 23, uh-huh. She thinks that they're staring at her.
Oh, my God. So she thinks they're really watching her.
But she doesn't like dolls. She's always been.
Oh, okay. So she don't like the dolls or the elves.
She feels like they're, stalking.
Note to self, don't give Jade any dolls.
Don't give Jade any dolls.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Oh, well,
sounds like we're going to be ready for Christmas soon enough, Connie.
Yeah, guys.
I started shopping.
Me too. Guys, our neighbor that live across the street, he makes fun of me and Holly. And kind of rightfully so. So, he came in our, he makes fun of us with how many Amazon packages we could deliver. But we're actually Christmas shopping, right? He came in our house, Holly, yesterday. And I had, like, packages piled, like up to my neck, like in the, he was like, oh my God. I was like, don't look over here. Don't judge me. Mind your business. He was like, oh my God. He just was cracking up laughing. I was like, I'm so embarrassed.
That's like our pool guy that's been working in the backyard called Donnie yesterday. He goes, Donnie, I'm going to need you to come home. There's an emergency. And Donnie's like, what man, what's going on? He's like, I've been here for 5 hours and no packages have shown up yet.
Oh my God! Something's wrong. That is so funny.
I was like, seriously, dude?
Yeah.
So, but you know, people laugh at us, but we're multitasking, Connie. And we're getting a lot of crap done. So,
guys,
I'm going to do a couple of store runs to get like stocking stuffers and stuff. But for the most part, we've bought everything online.
Yeah. Me too. I'm almost done shopping. So, I'm very happy about that. But yeah, I got to do the stocking stuffers. I do chocolate for them in their stockings every year. I still got to get some body sprays for the teenagers, Bath and Body Works stuff. Yeah. But
I need to do that too.
Yeah. So
do you do that online or do you go to the store?
It depends on how I feel. Because sometimes
you want to smell.
Yeah, I want to smell it. And I like to go in stores like Macy's and stuff to get the whole Christmassy feel. But I can't be going in there to buy too much because I don't want to feel overwhelmed.
And you don't want to carry it.
Yeah, that too. But I like to go in there, you know, to pop in to get certain things.
I was thinking the same thing. I think I'm going to go to Bath and Body Works. And there was somewhere. I think it was Yankee Candle. I was like, I want to go in and see their stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, girl. So I ordered a lot of candles. Matt was like, are you serious? Like, they were having a sale.
When they have a sale.
Get them.
Right.
Yeah, because we burn a lot of candles.
So do we. Like, I came home tonight, and I just love the way that they look and smell.
Mm-hmm.
So, And we were going to talk about the current event was the Travis Scott concert.
Oh my goodness. Did you guys? So, Holly, you want to tell the little short narrative about what happened or?
Yeah. So I think most people have probably heard about it now, but there was the concert where everybody was kind of crammed together, rushing the stage.
Too many people in the venue.
And as of yesterday, 9 people have died.
Oh my God.
Including like a 9-year-old boy.
Why was there a 9-year at Travis Scott concert?
He was there with his dad.
Oh man.
I know.
That's so sad.
But I did tell Donna last night, which I sound so judgy saying this, and I feel, you know, sometimes you just can't, you know, I know there's other sides and other perspectives, so I'm going to say what I thought, but I'm like, it's 2021. We have had over the last 50 years, soccer games, concerts where people have been smushed and killed. And like there has been, these events have happened in other places over time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not acceptable. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Like there is, it was obviously a disorganized
concert. Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, we've been to many, many concerts mm-hmm. and I just, you know, I feel like I can get claustrophobic and I went to a concert with Jade a few years ago and we were standing in the middle and the crowd started coming in around us
mm-hmm.
and I looked at Jade and I was like, I've got to get out of here. I couldn't breathe any fresh air because there were so many people because I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
I felt like I was going to suffocate and I felt like I was going to pass out. So I can't imagine what it was like for the people in that crowd.
To die. Yeah. Eight people died there, and then another one died later, or I know nine
died later.
Okay, so 9 died total, but oh my God, and y'all know Travis Scott is Kylie Jenner's boyfriend, right? That's so sad though. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to those families, but I was telling Holly when we were discussing it earlier, whenever I go to somewhere, whether it's a concert, even out to dinner, and this may be, well, I thought it was a military thing, but Holly does the same thing. I always spot the exits. Like, so I'll know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, if something happens. And my husband, his weird thing is he never sits with his back to the door. Like, if we sit at a table, he always has to be looking at the entry, you know, facing towards the entrance. You don't want things happening behind him that he doesn't want to, you know, so just having a little
well, and it's funny you say that
awareness.
A couple of years ago, Connie and I went to the Patriotic Festival in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very unorganized. We paid for like VIP tickets. Everybody, for some reason, they had the bathrooms at the front.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
So they can walk through VIP.
During that concert, and I said to him, I said, if anything goes down, we're running towards the beach or running towards the water because we couldn't have made it to the boardwalk.
Yeah.
But it was funny, Connie, because like you,
yeah,
standing there in that crowd, I was like, what's our exit plan?
Girl.
I can't. Yeah.
Because people are crazy too. Yeah. Like, you know, God forget somebody.
And then you have alcohol involved and who else? And did you hear about the security guard that got injected with some drugs?
Yeah, at the concert.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And then they had to give him Narcan or something, whatever it's called.
Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm.
So it makes you wonder with some of those other deaths, if it really was, like, what was
really going on. Yeah.
So can I just tell you kind of my whole...
Yeah, sure.
What happened to, like, social distancing and were all those people vaccinated?
I don't know.
Like, what? We went from...
I know.
No
6 feet apart to all the concerts. And
then they're telling us like on the news that we may not be able to do the holidays with our family because of COVID. But this is happening. Like there's a disconnect somewhere. Obviously.
Huge disconnect. I know every day the CDC comes out with something else. Actually, there was a guy on the news today, a doctor, and he was pissed because he had prescribed a treatment plan for one of his COVID patients, but the CDC and the hospital was trying to override it.
Was it Centera?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Yep. Yeah. And he was upset about it because a doctor, you know, that's between you and your patient. You trust that doctor's to give you, you know, your treatment plan, not to have someone else to override it. So I was kind of, I kind of thought that was interesting, yeah, too.
I think there was a lot of stuff still. And that's how I even felt today. Connie and I had someone we know who had kind of been exposed, and they were hesitant to come around a group of people, but I still feel like there's so much we don't know. And yeah, as time goes on, I think sometimes it's time will tell. You know, we don't know if you can get it again, if the vaccines are working, if, yeah, you know, like,
oh my gosh,
don't really know.
You won't know any of that until, right, we get to, you know, that point. So until we figure that out, I guess the biggest thing is to be cautious as much as possible, yeah, cautionary. But yeah, so I think that was our little tidbit for what's going on out there. Do you want to hit them? So with something mortgage-wise or real estate-wise, or?
I think mortgage-wise, I think it's crazy time right now with the economy. I think rates are going to be going up a little bit, but not a lot.
Okay.
The Fed announced 2 weeks ago that they're going to start tapering. They've been buying more because we're dealing with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows what inflation is. We're all seeing it at the grocery store, and prices are going up everywhere. Well, usually inflation is really bad for the bond market, which is what mortgage rates are based on.
Mm-hmm.
So usually that drives mortgage rates up.
Mm-hmm.
But the Fed has been buying mortgage-backed securities to keep the rates low.
Oh, okay.
So people can afford to buy the houses because the values are going up, the prices are going up. So they announced 2 weeks ago that they're going to start tapering the purchase of those mortgage-backed securities. So we are going to start seeing rates creep up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all very relative, though, because, you know, they're still going to be in the low fours, which I think is still historically low. But with that being said, I think if people are on the fence about buying, I know prices are high right now, but with rates being low, you're kind of able to afford something.
Yeah,
that
go
you
ahead.
May not be able to afford.
Yeah.
If rates do go up. So that's kind of my thing with the market and what the economy is doing.
Oh.
I don't know if that was helpful or not. But
that is very helpful, guys. So I guess if you do the math and you consider how low the rate is compared to the price of home,
right,
it's probably going to come out about the same at the end. Because,
right,
if the rate goes up and the price of the house go down a little bit, it's still going to come out about the same.
Exactly.
And yeah, so if you're...
And my thoughts with that are, if it's a house that you are going to be living in for a while,
yeah,
and it's your primary residence, and don't not buy... And don't rent. I mean, renting is just giving your money away to somebody else.
Oh my gosh, guys. We'll get, me and Holly are probably getting into that.
Yeah.
On one of our podcasts. But yes, go ahead. Because I, on a real estate side, I've seen conflicting reports where at first a lot of people thought that eventually the bottom is going to fall out, all these housing prices are going to go down. But no, it looks like most of them are going to hold their value. Mm-hmm. Some of them will drop down a little. Some sellers will lose as much, you know, the selling power they have, meaning all the contingencies. Because right now there's homes going with no inspections and all of that.
Yeah.
So all the inspections and things like that will come back into place. But we do not, they're not forecasting that homes are going to drop dramatically,
no,
and lose value. So if you're on the fence and if you do the math and do your math, you know, when it comes to renting a house and buying a house,
well, call, are you,
yeah,
do the math.
Yeah, yeah, call Holly. Holly will do the math and I'll find you your dream home. So we're,
right,
here for you.
Right.
But yeah, we encourage you to at least look into it and be educated about it, and
agreed,
then make a decision for yourself and your family.
Yeah.
So yeah.
100%.
Oh, so, there you awesome. Go. That's our little mortgage tidbit and,
yeah,
real estate tidbit, which we're going to add to our podcast every session now. So
yeah.
All right, guys, I think that's it. Holly, that's, you got
good,
anything else?
I think we're good,
Kelly. All right, until next time. And I'm gonna post a picture of the advent calendar, so if anybody wants to drink along,
yeah,
with me and Holly, you guys can see how it looks, and you can go get your own from Cooper's Hawk. So until next time, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.